Can y'all hear me okay? Okay. Thank y'all so much for having me here today. I really enjoy having the opportunity to come and worship with you all. We first met your church several years ago and have been blessed by your support since that time. And I just wanted to give you a bit of an update and share with you a little bit about what we're doing and really to be here to thank you for your prayers and your support for us. It means a lot. Harvester started nearly 12 years ago by a couple from Wisconsin, Dennis and Lily Klepp, who felt called to care for orphans in Sudan. So they sold everything they had and moved to Sudan and have been there since that time. Our mission as an organization, we're really a very Christ-centered organization, and our work is to provide discipleship, education, and health care to orphans and vulnerable women and children throughout the world. Throughout the world is a very deliberate part of our mission statement, though all our work right now takes place in South Sudan, but we do have a vision that, as God leads, will expand beyond that. A lot of people will ask us, why do we do this work? Why do we take care of orphans in Sudan? And really, it's pretty simple, because the Bible tells us to. One verse I wanted to share with you is from Isaiah 1:17, which says, "Seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the widow." And, of course, in James 1:27, it talks about caring for orphans and widows in their distress, and that's what we do. And you all are really doing that with us. Not only is the difference you make a very practical one, it's really an eternal difference for the children and the women that we serve there. Numbers side, we are now caring for nearly 200 orphans in two locations who live with us full time. We've got more than 500 children in our school. We have a primary school, preschool through eighth grade, and hundreds more every week fellowship with us in our church in South Sudan. And a little over a year ago, we opened a hospital in Yay. And the mission of our hospital is just, it's really an extension of our mission. It's a way of sharing the gospel through a ministry of health care to women and children. Because what we've learned is they are the most vulnerable in that country. And their health statistics are terrible. It's one of the worst in the world. So we really felt led to care for women and children very specifically in that way. That hospital is called His House of Hope. It opened in March of 2012, and since that time, they've delivered 345 babies. We've had over 1,200 inpatients in our hospital and over 3,400 pediatric cases. We've treated hundreds and hundreds of cases of malaria, so it's been amazing to see the reaction and acceptance from the community to come to the hospital and receive that care. And now that we've been in South Sudan almost 12 years, we're starting to see our kids grow up, and we're seeing the fruits of the work that the Klepps and the other missionaries and the staff have done over there. Our kids are growing up. Some of them are in secondary school. Though our school only goes through primary eighth, for those that are able to do secondary school, we pay for them to go to secondary school just down the road for us. Some of our kids are participating in technical training programs. Some are in university in either Uganda or Kenya. We've got one young man studying to be work in community health. There's another young man studying engineering. We have a young woman going to nursing school. So it's been a real blessing for us to see the fruits of the work of the ministry as these kids are getting older. And we couldn't do this by ourselves. Most of our support comes from churches like you all and individuals. And it's what allows us to continue to do that work. A couple of weeks ago, we received a donation from you all, and we get those about quarterly. And I wanted to share with you just kind of a practical example of what your money can do. We got a check a couple of weeks ago for $900 from you all. An example would be an orphan who lives with us gets three meals a day. So that $900 would pay for 37 of our orphans for a month to feed them. Food is very expensive over there. $900 will also pay for the education for 14 children in our school. $900. We'll also pay to feed 225 children for a month. We feed a meal at lunchtime to all the kids who come to school. And for a lot of those kids, that's the only, either the only meal or certainly the only healthy meal they get. So that amount of money will pay for over 200 of those kids a month. So it's a huge blessing. And those are just some statistics, but really there's a face and a story behind all of those statistics and all of those kids. And I wanted to tell you just about a couple of them. Santino is a young man now who was one of our first orphans. He actually came to us in 2001, not very long after we opened. And he grew into his teenage years, and like many teenagers, around 16, became a little bit rebellious and wanted to move out on his own. And while, and I know a lot of people, you all who are parents of teenagers, know that that's not unusual to hit a rebellious streak. In that culture, it's a little bit different than ours. It's not unusual for a 16 or a 17-year-old child to go out and live on their own. This was something Santino wanted to do while we were not encouraging him to go and live on his own, and we had some concerns about it. This was something he wanted to do, so he left with our blessing. He actually put himself through secondary school. He went to Uganda and got a construction engineering degree and formed his own company called Hope Construction, and he is now back in Yay, married to a young woman by the name of Mary, who was also one of our older orphans. And Mary is a school teacher, and they just had their first child. And we actually contract with Santino now to do a lot of our construction. And it's just amazing to see how this couple has grown and prospered, and they're taking care of their family. And Santino has shared with us what that foundation meant to him that he received at Harvesters. He felt the godly influence. He felt a lot of the influence from Dennis, who he says really helped mold him into the man that he is today. He shared with us about the discipline he received from Pastor Pushani at our church, you know, not just corrective discipline, but instructive discipline. And he felt that that's what allowed him to become the man of God that he is. So we love the fact that they're back in the community and he's successful and he really does a fabulous job. He's helping build our vocational training center now, and he's doing some work on our hospital. And they've just broken ground on a new wing of that. So it's exciting to see that. John Loki is another one of our young men. He grew up with us. Went to secondary school. He was not one that would be able to go on to college, so he was interested in driver mechanic school, so we paid for him to go to that, and he now works for us in Terakeka at our second location, and he's a driver and a mechanic. He drives the big lorry truck and the tractor, and he can repair things. He works with the kids, and he's just a sweet, sweet young man that we're glad to have there. Nicholas Lokudu Oliver is another young man. He came to us in 2002. His mother had died of a snake bite. His father was killed in the front lines of the Civil War many years ago. He had some extended family in the community. He had some uncles around, but they would not have anything to do with him. So he came to live with us. Another sweet young man, never gave us a day of trouble all the time that he lived with us. He worked hard. Honestly, he struggled in school. It was really tough for him in secondary. He did finish secondary, but it was hard. But what we so admire about Nicholas was he never gave up, and he always tried and did his very best work, which is really all that we asked of him. We knew he wouldn't be able to go to college, and we told him, you know, that that's okay, that it is not for everyone, but he wanted to start a business of his own in town. So we helped him get that started. We gave him some money to get started with his business. So he buys supplies in Uganda, and he sells products, whether it's soap, sugar, internet access, airtime. So he's got a little shop in town. We've told him if his prices are competitive with others that we would love to buy some of our supplies through him. And so that's what we're doing. So those are just three examples among many of our kids. We still have very young ones with us coming in as infants, some. But we're seeing some in college, and then some of these going out on their own and working. And so that's why we're there. That's what it's about. Please know that your prayers mean a great deal to us. Obviously, your financial support is what makes this possible. Just want to share a bit one more Bible. In Deuteronomy, Moses reminds the people of Israel about who God is. And really, the truth from that time is just as valid today. Because of what God has done, we should have hope. Because of what he expects of us, we should listen and obey. Because of who he is, we should love him completely. And it says in the Bible, talking about God, that he defends the cause of the fatherless and widows. And ultimately, really, from our perspective, the heart of the Christian story is, you know, God chose to seek us out when we were destitute and alone. And he loved us so much that he chose to pursue us and to meet our deepest needs, you know, at an incredible cost to him. And now he invites us to live as his sons and daughters. And in John 3:1, it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should all be called children of God." So please know that every time you help an orphan or a widow halfway around the world, or when you mentor a child in your own community, or adopt, or foster, that or help a struggling family that needs help, that we're really living out what God gave us. And we thank you for your support.